Art Town has been operating for more than 2 decades, but this is the first year it is offering Spanish programming. Our reporter Stephanie Serrano explores some of the challenges the festival and local artists face in reaching out to the Latino community.
And then you're going to look at the audience and then you will bow. Okay, nice.
Sarah Perez is a dance instructor, and right now she's teaching a handful of small children the traditional Hispanic dance folclorico.
In our town, I have a group of kids that are going to be doing some folclorico dances, mainly from the region of Guadalajara and one Veracruz dance. They're described as more of like a folk dance, like a small town, colorful story through dance.
Perez was born in Guadalajara, Mexico, and moved to the United States when she was only 4 years old. At first, she lived in Los Angeles, where she learned folclorico in her kindergarten class. Within a few years, she moved to Reno, where she didn't have access to that kind of cultural programming.
When I first moved to Reno in fourth grade, there was not even an ESL program in the school that I was in. I was a translator for my mom during conferences, and I've seen that that has changed being an educator now, that our parents are starting to be more involved because of the diversity in the schools.
Now Perez is an elementary school teacher, and both with teaching and dance, she sees the importance of bilingual outreach. This was the first time her team was asked to participate in Art Town, which has been deeply embedded in Reno's culture since 1996. Autumn Reeder is the education coordinator for Art Town. One of her duties is the expansion of a children's program, Discover the Arts.
Discover the Arts is really important to me because it's so inclusive. It's anyone in the community can come out and have an artistic experience. We've eliminated arts in schools, and we really need to make time for kids to be problem solvers, to be creative thinkers, and this is the kind of place that we can do it. It'll be in English in Reno, and then it'll be in Spanish in Sparks.
After 21 years, this is the first time Art Town is introducing bilingual Spanish-English programming, including the first ever Art Town promotional booklet entirely in Spanish. Their events are still growing and generating attention, but Sarah Perez says effectively reaching a Spanish-speaking audience is a challenge.
I think with the Latino community, it's more word of mouth. Like today, I think a lot of the kids' grandparents and aunts and uncles will probably be coming in and they will probably tell their friends that events like these are happening.
Cristias Trujillo has been in Reno's Latin music scene since he was just a young boy. Now he's part of two local bands, Drinking with Clowns and Zona Norteña. Zona Norteña has been together for a little over a year and has found success in the Latino community.
Zona Norteña is straight up covers. It's all quinceañeras, you know, birthday parties, weddings. It's been different, you know, because it's mainly all Mexicans. You know, and you're there pretty much to play what they want to hear. I'm used to playing original music since I was playing rock and roll, rock en español, which is Spanish rock. I played that for 12 years, so it's different for me.
Trujillo describes the sound of Zona Norteña music as original Mexican country music, but because they play covers, he feels that they are a live jukebox band. The other band he plays in, Drinking with Clowns, has been around a lot longer, and last year they had the opportunity to headline Art Town. Even though Drinking with Clowns is a Latin band playing samba and cumbia, growing their Hispanic audience has taken much longer.
You know, I've noticed that in Drinking with Clowns, there has been a change of a lot of Hispanics going to our shows because we started playing covers. Once you start playing covers for the Hispanics, they get interested in your band. Lucky for us is that we try to put both languages together, you know, whether it's a cumbia or it's a rock song or a reggae song, it's English and Spanish. So for us, that's been the formula. And it has been working because we've noticed a lot more, you know, Hispanics come up to our shows.
For Trujillo, diversifying his audience has been hard and has forced him out of his comfort zone. Despite the challenges that remain ahead for artists and organizations like Art Town, he says making the commitment to provide bilingual events and opportunities is the first step. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Stephanie Serrano with Noticiero Móvil.
Stephanie Serrano is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism, which operates Noticiero Móvil, a multimedia bilingual news outlet. As a note of disclosure, KUNR is a media sponsor for Art Town. Learn more at renoisarttown.com.